Andy Bennett is the development director of a Renegade Theater Company, and he joins us this morning to talk about theater on the radio. It's Radio Theater on Northland Morning. A new works festival is starting up next week, and who better to talk about creating and developing new works than Andy Bennett? He's the guy. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So, creating new works, when you talk about having a new works festival coming up, are you asking for certain people to come up with new works, or are you kind of have flung the doors wide open and anyone is welcome to submit a new work?
We have definitely flung the doors wide open. We at Renegade, we feel that there's a lot of support in the community for musicians, actors, directors, designers, but there could be more for writers. So we identified that there might be some ability to have a new works festival here, and so we just sort of flung the doors open to the area and the state of Minnesota at large, and we had over 35 submissions from playwrights, which we narrowed down to the five that we chose for the festival.
So the idea behind the new works was, well, they're obviously going to be new theatrical works, but the point was new works from writers.
Yes, we wanted to give writers a chance to work on their pieces that they were crafting at the moment with actors and local directors, and also put them up in front of an audience and have the audience give a chance to give the writer some feedback, because it's such a lonely profession being a writer, and often you get too close to the work and you can't see anything that's working or not working because you've spent too much time with it personally. And so getting in front of fresh eyes is kind of the best way to make it stronger.
Now, there is a theater festival every summer down in the cities, and everybody in the audience is screaming the name of it at me right now because I can't remember it.
And it's the Minnesota Fringe Festival.
That's it. Yes. And it's new. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And it is new works.
It yes, is by and large, yeah.
Really edgy and new. But that's not, how is that not quite enough?
Well, the Fringe Festival is largely geared towards companies producing work. It's, you know, things like organizations like Renegade could submit an idea to do a show. It's not often the writers themselves who are submitting the work, and Fringe has a lot of restrictions. It can only be 50 minutes long. It has to be able to be done with minimal to no tech, all these sorts of things. And really, it's more focused on the end product, the performance aspect, where we wanted to give writers the chance to really focus on that they were creating at the moment and they're working on. Because a play has to be really, really strong and really solid before you even put it up for a full production. So these pieces in the New Works Festival, they're staged readings, table readings, they're really a chance to let the playwright's work shine through and see where the holes are.
So you've got playwrights that want giraffes in their productions, and the Fringe Festival would be like, no, a giraffe is too complicated.
That, and we've got people who are writing full two-act pieces that will run over 2 hours that are full-length plays. The Fringe Fest is all dedicated to one act. And we've also got a couple 10- and 15-minute plays, which are too short to be in the Fringe Festival. And so we've kind of got all of the bases covered on that front. We're really focusing here on, again, the process of writing a play rather than the end product of putting it up at something like a Fringe Fest.
So let's talk about the selection process. You have a stack of 30 scripts. You meet in a room, and everybody gets a photocopied script. Everybody has a stack of 30 scripts in front of them. Who are the people in the room?
Well, we had our board president, Anika Thompson. She's got a master's in playwriting, and she was our festival chair. She still is directing the festival, leading the rehearsals and the talkbacks and all that sort of stuff. And so she was sort of at the head of it. But then we assembled a little group of people that we know and trust, that we work with a lot, and they sort of all were more than willing to read all these plays and give their honest feedback. And so there was about five people on the selection committee who, over time looked at all 35 of the submissions and then got together over a very long dinner meeting to hash it out and figure out which five we pick.
So then the next step in the process becomes either what? These were the standouts. Each person says, these were the standouts. These are my five. Or everybody says, this is this stinks pile, and we see whose plays go into the stinks pile, or how does...
There's a lot of debate, a lot of spirited debate.
Which means fighting.
Yeah, yeah. In theater, we call it spirited debate, but yeah, it means fighting. There's a lot of very passionate opinions, and that's what we want. We want people who are going to be passionate about the pieces that we submit for the festival that we select. And it wasn't a super, you know, it wasn't like the first time through the voting they picked these five. There was a lot of discussion and debate, and we wanted a nice balance. We wanted to try to find a balance between local writers and writers from the metro or further outside the state. We wanted to find a balance between, you know, 10 and 15 minute plays and longer plays. We really wanted to just try to find a good balance that was really representative of the writing community. And so that was another aspect to it beyond just what's the best pieces.
One final question. When these are going to be performed at the New Works Festival, is the focus going to be on the performance? Is an audience going to be invited and the focus is going to be on the performance? Or are you still going to somehow try to keep the focus on the writing itself?
Yeah, I mean, it is somewhat both. We are having an audience for these, and it's open to the public, but the focus is still largely on the actual play. There's going to be minimal staging, minimal props, no set, minimal light and sound, anything that supports the writing rather than distracts from it. And then after, the audiences get a chance to actually speak with the playwright and give the playwright feedback, things that they thought, things they thought could be better, things that weren't working, things that were. So it really is a workshop for these writers. It's a chance to get some strangers' feedback, which is really, as a writer myself, it's really invaluable.
Fantastic. It sounds really exciting. The New Works Festival is when?
It kicks off on Wednesday, July 8th, with something we're calling Write Fight, which is eight writers competing live on stage to have 5 minutes to write something based on a prompt they're given, and the best writer moves on. It's sort of a weird celebration of creativity. And then the New Works begins Thursday, and they run Thursday, Friday, Saturday night at 7.
Fantastic. Andy, we'll get a link set up to your website so folks can check out all the details, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Andy Bennett is the development director of Renegade Theater Company. He joined us to talk about theater on the radio. Radio Theater, Fridays at 8:30 on Northland Morning.